And Washington is seeking to put more pressure on Tehran over what it calls threats from Iran's missile program. A senior U.S. official says Washington remains concerned that Iran's ballistic missiles are a threat to the U.S. and its Arab allies in the Persian Gulf. The U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Frank Rose says Washington and Persian Gulf Arab countries will work effectively to thwart that threat. Speaking in Abu Dhabi, Rose said Washington is ready to help Arab countries in the region launch a coordinated missile defense capability. He, however, voiced optimism on reaching a successful deal with Iran over its nuclear program. Tehran has said time and again that its missile capability is solely defensive and will never be used as a threat against any country. Joining us on the line from Irvine is Professor Nader Bagherzadeh. He's with the UC Irvine. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor. Now, as mentioned earlier as well, it seems that Iran's nuclear energy program has just been a mere excuse by the West. When that comes to resolution, we see the issue of human rights being raised, the issue of missiles now. Why do you think they continue to create obstacles in the path of a rapprochement between Iran and the West?
So the explanation that they're giving for the missile is that United Nations Security Council resolutions include the missile technology for Iran. So that was part of the sanction that were put in. Unfortunately, they basically mixed up some minor violations on the non-proliferation treaty and adding a missile technology and access to the missiles. Now, in order to remove those sanctions, what the West is saying is that you have to resolve the missile issue of concern. But, you know, in that neighborhood, Saudi Arabia has ballistic missiles that they acquired from China. I think it's called GF-2, and they're getting upgrades on that, which goes thousands of miles. So, in a way, mixing these two together definitely will be a concern. And I think from the comments I've made from Tehran, they're not going to go along with the concept of or the issue of mixing the two. So I find it a very difficult issue to discuss further, but they have to find a way to go over the United Nations Security Council. Otherwise, what's the purpose of going for the final agreement?
Speaking of a final agreement, do you think that is at all possible if the U.S. continues to raise more obstacles in its path, which are basically not related to the nuclear energy program?
So the final agreement should include the elimination of U.N. Security Council sanctions. Now, the U.S. and the West are saying that you have to address all the issues for those sanctions, then that would be a stumbling block, in my opinion. They have to find a way around it. And if they continue with this approach, we may just get some minor sanctions removed, but not the United Nations Security Council. You have to be reminded that Iran's interaction is more with Europe than United States, and those sanctions that include Western countries, the Europeans and others, Chinese and Japanese, are of more interest and concern to the Iranian government than anything that has to do with the United States, because there are not much interactions economically or otherwise with U.S.
Okay, that was Professor Nader Bagherzadeh with UC Irvine joining us on the line from Irvine. Professor, thanks very much indeed.